As Ram and the monkey army approached Lanka, they discussed how they could best besiege the city. The Vishan then said, "Along with my ministers, Anala, Panasa, Sampati, and Pramati, I took the form of a bird and surveyed the military arrangements of Ravana. We now know how their defenses are laid out. My dear Ram, I am confident that just as Ravana defeated Kuvera by invading Lanka with 60 lakhs of Rakshasas, you too will gain victory with the help of these hordes of monkeys." Ram then ordered, "Neela will lead the attack on Prahasta at the eastern gate. Angada and his soldiers will fight against Mahaparshva and Mahodara at the southern gate. Hanuman will lead the attack against Indrajit at the western gate. And Lakshman and I will contend with Ravana at the northern gate. Meanwhile, Sugriva, Jambavan, and Vibhishan will stay in the center of our army in order to provide assistance wherever needed. I want only 7 of us to fight in the form as human beings. Myself, Lakshman and Vibhishan, and his 4 ministers. All the others should retain their monkey forms, for that will allow us to remain distinguished from all of the enemy warriors." As the sun was already setting, Ram, Lakshman, and the monkey leaders climbed to the peak of Suvela Mountain to spend the night. And from the mountain top, they had a good view of Lanka, even though darkness had already set in. The city's innumerable twinkling lights made it appear as if it were suspended from the sky. The leaders of Ram's army could also see that the Rakshasa warriors were prepared for the upcoming fight. The next morning, everyone was amazed to see the heavenly city, complete with its array of flowering gardens, filled with celestial trees and singing birds. Lanka was beautifully situated on a level peak of the Trikuta Mountain, measuring 100 yojanas by 100 yojanas. The walled city had an area of 20 by 20 yojanas, and in the center stood the magnificent palace of Ravana, supported by 1,000 pillars. While gazing at the city and feeling great apprehension for its magnificence, Ram sighted Ravana perched atop the northern gate with a canopy held over his head and being fanned by servants. Sugriva then ordered numerous monkeys ahead, jumping from mountaintop to mountaintop in order to occupy the outer gardens of Lanka. And suddenly he too sighted Ravana. Thus, Sugriva impetuously leaped from the peak of Mount Suvela to where the Rakshasa king was sitting atop the northern gate. Gazing at Ravana with great disdain, Sugriva announced, "I am the servant of Lord Ram, and this very day I shall kill you." Sugriva then pounced on Ravana, knocking his crown off in the process. The surprised Rakshasa king then grabbed Sugriva while uttering similar threats and threw Sugriva to the ground. Sugriva, however, bounced up immediately just like a rubber ball and in turn braced Ravana, throwing him to the ground with great force. A fierce wrestling match ensued as the two heroes scratched each other with their nails, covering them both with blood and perspiration. After striking each other with their fists and arms and wrestling for a long time, Sugriva and Ravana both fell down from the gate onto the ground in the area between the boundary wall and the moat. Then, jumping to their feet, The two kings continued fighting, exhibiting all their knowledge in the art of wrestling. At last, when Ravana realized he could not defeat Sugriva with mere physical strength, Ravana called upon his mystic powers. And understanding this, Sugriva decided to abandon the fight. He bounded into the air and immediately returned to where Ram was staying. By now, Sugriva was feeling blissful at having performed such a heroic feat, and his followers responded by jumping excitedly. Embracing Sugriva in love, Ram mildly chastised him. "Oh, you have acted foolishly, for you dare to do something without my sanction. And besides this, a king should never take such risks, because the death of the ruler is a great calamity for the entire nation. Oh, Sugriva, if Ravana had killed you, then I certainly would have slain him in retaliation." And then, after installing Vibhishan upon the throne at Lanka and Bharata on the throne at Ayodhya, then I would have given up my own life for having allowed you to be killed in my presence. Oh, Ram, it was after seeing that rascal Ravana, the abductor of Sita, that I could not bear to simply ignore him. Oh, well, regardless, you courageously displayed your heroism, and now all the monkey soldiers have become inspired by your fearless example. My dear Lakshman, by observing various omens, I can understand that soon there will be great destruction, a slaughter of the leading monkeys, bears, and rakshasas. So let us attack Lanka immediately. Ram climbed down from Suvela Mountain to review his army. He then began his march towards Lanka with bow in hand, while the monkeys following him uprooted trees and mountain peaks. And soon afterwards, they arrived at the city walls, and Ram encamped his army outside the northern gate. Similarly, Nila took up his position outside the eastern gate, Angada at the southern gate, and Hanuman outside the western gate. Sugriva positioned his army in between the northern and western gates. Thus, the monkeys completely surrounded the wall city, awaiting their encounter with the Rakshasas. The Rakshasa warriors were astonished to see a seemingly unlimited number of monkeys surrounding their city. With weapons in hand, the leaders fearfully rushed towards Ravana's palace to inform him how the monkeys were sieging the city. Ravana quickly went to a balcony to personally survey the situation. Seeing how the entire earth around Lanka had become brownish, covered with multitudes of monkeys, the Rakshasa king was struck with wonder. For a long time, Ravana stood motionless, staring at Ram, wondering what he should do next. Ram then ordered Angada to deliver a message to Ravana. Leaping into the air, Angada quickly came before Ravana, who was sitting atop the northern gate, surrounded by his ministers. Staying a slight distance away from Ravana, Angada announced, "My name is Angada, nephew of King Sugriva, and the heir apparent to the royal throne of Kishkindya. I have come here as Ram's envoy with this message. O king of the Rakshasas, now that all of your pious credits have been exhausted, I am going to kill you in retaliation for your atrocities against the Rishis. If you do not surrender to me at once, I shall then rid the entire world of all the Rakshasas. So either submit to me, or else come before me, so that I can purify you with the onslaught of my deadly arrows. If you are unwilling to return Sita, and then bow down before me, then I advise you, take a good look at Lanka, for it will be your last. Inflamed with rage, Ravana ordered his ministers to kill Angada. Angada allowed 4 Rakshasas to seize him, for he desired to show off his prowess. Then, suddenly, Angada jumped to the top of Ravana's palace, carrying aloft the 4 Rakshasas still clutching at his arms. The force of Angada's leap shook the Rakshasas loose, and they plummeted to the ground, landing at Ravana's feet. Angada then violently kicked the roof of Ravana's palace, causing the top dome to crumble, while Ravana looked on helplessly. Having thus vexed the Rakshasa king, Angada let out a loud roar and returned to Ram. Thus witnessing Angada's prowess, Ravana foresaw his own destruction and began sighing repeatedly. Once again, Ram thought of Sita and thus commanded his army, "Make short work of these Rakshasas." And the monkeys shouted in unison, "All victory to Ram and Lakshman," thus causing Lanka to resound with their vibration. The monkeys then began scaling the defensive walls, breaking them down with trees and boulders. Ravana then ordered his troops to advance quickly, and in this way the fierce conflict began amidst a terrible roaring sound. The Rakshasas struck the monkeys with their clubs and other weapons, and the monkeys countered by using trees, stones, and even their claws and teeth. The monkeys did not have proper equipment with which to fight the soldiers of Ravana, for Ravana's soldiers were equipped with sophisticated weapons, whereas the monkeys could only throw stones, mountain peaks, and trees. It was only Lord Ramachandra and Lakshman who shot some arrows. But because the soldiers of Ravana were condemned by the curse of Mother Sita, the monkeys were still able to kill them simply by throwing their stones and trees. And stationed atop Lanka's defensive walls, the Rakshasas pierced numerous monkeys with their weapons, while other monkeys leaped up and dragged the Rakshasas down to the ground, causing the earth to become a mire of flesh and blood. As Hanuman fought with Jambumali, Angada with Indrajit, Nila with Nikumbha, and Sugriva with Pragasa, rivers of blood created by the massacre carried away the slain warriors. Then Indrajit struck Angada with his mace, but the monkey prince deftly grabbed it out of the Rakshasa's hands and smashed it against his chariot. Jambumali pierced Hanuman with a spear, but then the son of Vayu jumped into the Rakshasa's chariot and killed him with a violent slap. Nikumbha pierced Nila with numerous arrows, but the monkey hero still managed to cut off the Rakshasa's head using a wheel from his broken chariot. Ram, Sugriva, and Nala killed numerous other Rakshasas, and the heroic army of monkeys inflicted heavy losses upon the enemy. And during the fierce battle, headless trunks of Rakshasas and monkeys alike were seen darting here and there, adding to the ghastliness of the entire battle scene. As night finally fell, the monkeys questioned all those around them, "Are you a monkey?" And when someone was found to be an enemy, the monkeys attacked him with deadly enthusiasm. throughout the fighting, both sides suffered heavy losses. Although the Rakshasas were more visible because of their golden armor, it was their nature to become enlivened at night. Thus the hordes of Rakshasas suddenly attacked Ram in the darkness with great enthusiasm, with their loud roaring creating a tumultuous sound. With the giant monkey Golangula supporting him on one side, and Jambavan's brother Dumra on the other, Ram pierced Mahaparshva, Mahodara, Shuka, Sarana, and two other Rakshasas with 6 golden arrows that brightly lit up the night. Then, as those 6 Rakshasas fled for their lives, Angada smashed Indrajit's chariot and killed his driver. Indrajit, who was also injured, abandoned his disabled chariot and vanished from view, while the demigods and rishis praised the monkey prince from their positions in the sky. And while remaining invisible in the sky, the enraged Indrajit showered down arrows that took the form of serpents. Because of a benediction from Lord Brahma, the snake arrows immediately bound Ram and Lakshman very tightly. Unable to move because of Indrajit's serpent arrows, Ram and Lakshman dispatched 10 of the foremost monkeys, headed by Angada, Nila, and Hanuman, to go and search out Indrajit. However, as the monkeys sprang into the air, exploring in all directions, the invisible Indrajit pierced them with innumerable arrows. And at the same time, Indrajit showered Ram and Lakshman with so many arrows that blood flowed profusely from wounds that completely covered their bodies. Indrajit then announced, "O Ram, O Lakshman, even Indra cannot see me, so what to speak of others? And now it will be my great pleasure to dispatch both of you to the abode of Yamaraj with my unceasing torrents of sharp arrows." As Indrajit continued to assault Ram and Lakshman, they became covered with wounds. There was not a single space large enough to place a finger where the arrows had not pierced them. Finally, Ram's bow fell from his hands, and then he fell to the ground, covered in his own blood. Lakshman also swooned away, giving up all hope of survival. Seeing this terrible sight, the monkeys became despondent, with tears in their eyes. As the leaders of the monkeys came to surround Ram and Lakshman, Indrajit proclaimed to his followers, "Just see, the 2 mighty brothers have fallen victim to my magical snake arrows, which are imbued with the power of Lord Brahma himself. Why, not even Indra and all the demigods can save Ram and Lakshman now." And the enlivened Rakshasas shouted out, "Ram is dead! Indrajit has killed him single-handedly!" And convinced that Ram and Lakshman were now dead, Indrajit departed for the palace of Ravana, intoxicated by his apparent victory.